Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. He's certainly worthy to be praised.
I have a topic to preaching topic tonight, and it's really a serious thought in the day and time that we're living in. You know, the Bible says the devil is walking about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, we got to say it just like the word say. Now, he didn't say he was a lion, but he said he's walking about as a roaring lion. And if I put my human reasoning behind it, I would say today he's running. He done quit walking. He's running from your house to my house. He's running from your congregation to my congregation and try to hinder us. See, don't think he's somewhere right tonight. He's somewhere trying to put a foot in. And if you get a foot in, then you got to step in. But it's our job, church, to have the power of God, the anointing so high that he must go. Amen. Because if you don't, the devil come right in and just sit around in any one of these seats and just take it easy and just, amen, be at ease. But it's our job as the ministers and the Christian workers to pray these meetings down and to, amen, get on our bended knees and pray and seek the Lord. And let the devil know he must go. He's not welcome here. He's not welcome in my heart. Praise ye the Lord. And you know, he already got the world, but he's working full time on us. Amen. But it's our job to send him back every time he comes. So if we have a topic, preaching topic tonight, it will be staying focused on the Lord. Amen. Staying focused on the Lord. Now, the devil, he don't care if he's a preacher, Sunday school teacher, gospel workers. It is his job to make you lose out. And there's a lot of distractions in the world today that people get involved in, amen, and they get the mind off of the Lord and on the different things that is happening in the world today. Amen. Focus on the Lord. And sometimes the devil, like I said, he brings distractions. And distraction is something to deter you from what the Lord wants you to be involved in. And like I said earlier, he don't care who you are. It don't matter how long you've been saved, how long you've been preaching, how long you've been, amen, in the church. I'm 89 years old, and praise God, I'm on a cane, and I've been serving the Lord all my life. It doesn't matter. Amen. But distraction is a word, and if you allow that distraction to come, it will deter you. Now, I took time to look up the word distraction. It said a thing that prevents someone giving full attention to something else. Diversion, interruption, disturbance, interference, and hindrances. Praise God. So we can't allow none of these things to separate us from the love of the Lord. Now, sometimes we can look at natural distraction. Amen. Have you ever been driving and a bug or something fly in the window? Oh, don't let it be my daughter. Anything that crawls, she going to have to stop the car. Amen. And get out. Both of them can't stay in the same car. But distraction come and you're looking at the bug and the fly and not paying attention, then you can get in a serious accident. Amen. Now, I'm saying young people, but I want to say everybody, that cell phone, you know, it's amazing. You know, just go around and drive and just look in everybody's car. I don't care what side of town you're on, you look, everybody basically on that cell phone. Everybody just talking. Amen. The light done turn green, back yellow, and red, and they still yapping. Distraction. It'll get you in big trouble. And I want to say distraction on the spiritual side will get you in big trouble. Praise God. It will get your mind off of the Lord. And anything that gets your mind off of the Lord, that's a big problem. It will hinder you. It will slow you up. And it could possibly make you lose out with God. So I'm going to name some distractions and some things that I see today, amen, in the world. That we as Christians, we as church folks have to be real careful. Amen. Because these things will tie you up and, amen, and stop you if possible. Amen. So, you know, in the world today, amen, there's, like I say, a lot of attraction that will try to, amen, get your attention. But you must stay on task. Amen. Amen. It is so easy to lose focus. It is so easy to get your mind on something else. But the devil, he knows how to get us, see? Amen. You know, he ain't going to get us on a lot of major stuff. Amen. Going back drinking or smoking or killing or robbing. But he knows how to get the saints. He'll get you in these little things like distraction. Get you looking at something else when you need to be looking at the Word of God. That's why you see a lot of backsliding today. You know why? It's because of distraction. It's because they're not focusing on Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is the most important thing in the world, is your soul. You got one soul to be saved or one soul to be lost. I'm not planning to lose my soul. Amen. Because I want to make sure that when I leave from here, I got a prepared place. Amen. See, the Bible teaches us, in my Father's house, huh? Amen. Or many mansions, huh? If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself. We don't want to miss that. Amen. We don't want to miss that. So that's why we got to keep our eyes on the goal. Praise God. And the goal is Jesus. Now, sometimes you got people that is busybodies, knows everything about everything. I call them folks a walking newspaper. They know you. Sometimes you have them in your congregation. You just ask them. They know something about you and everybody else. Amen. Just walk around. Just talk news. Amen. Praise God. Ask Sister So-and-so. She knows. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Who we need to know tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that gonna carry us through. You can't be a person that, if you're gonna stay focused on the Lord, you can't be up to date with gossip. Amen. Up to date with the news, the whatever going on, you know it. Sometimes people ask me, Pastor, do you see that? Do you see that? No, I didn't. I ain't looking for that. Amen. Only thing I want to see is Jesus. Praise God. J-E-S-U-S. Praise the Lord. So you don't have to see the latest news. Just stay focused on Jesus. Amen. Because he's the one that will carry you on. Praise God. So I thank the Lord. I want to make sure that I stay focused on the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, can we read here? Amen. Can we read just a moment right here before we get into one of the main distractions? Amen. Let's read 1 Peter. Someone get me. I like Bible readers. Praise God. 1 Peter. Amen. The first chapter. And I want to read verses 13 through 16. Someone get that and read, please.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
All right, he said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Be sober.
Be sober.
And hope to the end.
And hope to the end.
For the grace that is brought unto you.
Yes.
At the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen.
As obedient children.
Yes.
Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance.
Thank the Lord.
But as he which hath called you is holy.
Yes.
So be ye holy in all manner of conversation,
praise
because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen. That's what the Lord is looking for. Yes. Now, holy as he is holy. Holy means righteous living. Sometimes people think holiness means foolishness. First thing, sometimes people ask you, they say, what church you go to? What's your denomination? I tell them I don't have a denomination, but I just live a holy life. The word of God is holy. The Bible is holy. The Lord is holy. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Amen. But the first thing they think, oh man, you're the one that roll around on the floor speaking unknown tongues. No, no. I tell them quick. See, the devil's bold, church, and we got to be bold. In these last and evil days, we got to be bold. I said, that's not holiness, that's foolishness. Praise the Lord. Holiness is walking right each and every day. Loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. Not busybodies in other folks' matters. Keeping your mind on the Lord. Praise God. And the scripture said, gird up the loins of your mind. Now, what did that mean? That means pull those minds in. Draw those minds in. Quit allowing those minds to run in every place and everything. Amen. And that's the problem, what, amen, distracts us sometimes, because we are involved in everybody's business. Praise God. And the Lord is wanting us to know tonight, amen, just to make sure that you sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around someone else. You take 6 months to tend to what? Your business. And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. And you do that year in and year out. You don't have no time to handle somebody else's affairs. Praise the Lord. Amen. That by itself is a distraction. Worrying about other people. What somebody else doing. Putting your yard stick on somebody else and measuring them. You need to put your yard stick and put it on yourself. Get yourself straight. Amen. See, you know, folks ain't, today they ain't reading the Bible. The world ain't, but they're looking at you and I. And we got to prove to them by a holy walk and righteous living, where when folks look upon our lives, they'll see Christ. Amen. And that's not a distraction, but that's an attraction. Yeah. Amen. That's that attracts folks by our good life. and the way we live for God. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Now, when you think about distractions, there are quite a few things that, amen, that can get you caught up into some jams. But I want to, the thought that the Lord has let me see tonight, you know, politics is a distraction. We might as well say amen. I say it myself. Everybody know Brother Jerry. He takes his amens with him. I remember when I was up there in West Virginia, there at Brother Tony's congregation. I was preaching there about 12, 13 years ago. And after I got through preaching, a young girl came to me and said, she said, Brother Jerry, she said, I counted your amens. And you had 200 and something amens. I said, well, praise the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? So I said, now what did that tell you? If you start saying amen, then I'll have fewer ones. Amen. I won't have to say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen just meaning that you're witnessing to the truth. You're agreeing. Amen. Is that all right? I'm not going to tell you nothing, folks. Amen. I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth will set us free. All right? I'd like y'all to preach back with me. Is that all right? Amen. Let us all say politics. We got about 700 people in here. Sound like we had 50. I said, let us all say politics. Politics. Hello, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Politics is a distraction in this day and time that we're living in. I don't care where you go. Folks are talking about politics. You can go in the barbershop. First thing they want to know, who you voted for. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Do it matter? Amen. As far as I'm concerned, I wish it wasn't such a thing as Democrat and Republican. Because you know what that does? That brings a separation. First thing, when you tell people you're a Democrat, they'll look at you if they're Republican. And if you're a Republican and you tell the Democrat you're a Republican, they're looking at you. That, you know, that's kind of the back up then, see, because we ain't together. Amen. Ain't it right? Okay. So, but like I said, I wish it was just president, we vote, no parties. Would that be nice? Amen. That's how the Lord had the church. But see, that's the problem with churches today. Got too many choices. Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist, amen, and all Lutheran, and all the rest of them. Folks got choice. If I went to that holiness church, I don't like that church. They roll around on the floor and they just speaking. Well, you know, I'm gonna go to the Baptist church. Seems like that's a little moderate, you know. The Bible said one church. He didn't give us no choice. Praise God, because the Lord, no choice. Amen. Folks will make a mess out of choices. Praise the Lord. And that's what made a mess out of politics. Praise God. That's the distraction. Like I said, you go in the barbershop, they're talking politics. You go there in the grocery store, they're talking politics. On your job, they're talking politics. And amen, we might as well say in congregation and churches, we're talking politics. And we need to quit. Can I preach in here? Amen. See, because politics, if you don't agree with me, we can be brothering and love the Lord. But when you start disagreeing, I might see it this way. And you might see it another way. Distraction! While we there complaining and mumbling about who doing this, our job is to do what? Pray. The Bible said pray for your leaders. Pray for, amen, folks with higher authorities. Praise God. Amen. Just sitting complaining and getting frustrated and getting angry. Praise the Lord. just wrong. So may God help us to see that is a big distraction today. And it's easy to get caught up into that situation. Amen. And then when you get caught up in that situation, praise God, then sometimes it changes your personality. Amen. It does. Sometimes it can bring hatred. Sometimes it can bring a race issue. Sometimes it can just bring a situation that don't need to be with brothers and sisters. I love my brothers. I love my brothers and sisters. Amen. And I'm glad the Lord have us as one body. One body. No matter if you're a black man, no matter if you're a white man, no matter if you're a red man, we all in oneness. The Bible teaches us that, amen, there are neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. We all is one in Christ Jesus. Praise God. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus washes us. The blood of Jesus makes us all one. I thank God for the saints of God. Amen. Amen. It's nothing like the saints, but some more of us. Praise ye the Lord. And it bothers me sometimes when I see people get caught up in race. See, one thing about God, he colorblind to color. Hello. Amen. Can I say that again? I want y'all to have me come back. I plan to come back next year. Amen. So keep my place ready over there. Amen. Just have me an air conditioner. That's all I need. I don't care where you put me, but have me some AC. Praise God. But anyhow, but see, but man get caught up in color. Praise ye the Lord. And it brings separation. But when the Lord looked at people, he only looked at two types. Righteous and unrighteous. Amen. It don't matter if you're white, black, Indian, Jew, Greek. Amen. It don't matter if you're poor, rich. It don't matter if you live in a high community where richness is the homes over there is $1.5 million. It don't matter where you live. It don't matter what you drive. We all is one in Christ Jesus. When I was a youngster, I went to white schools. Amen. It bothers me now when I see this black and white stuff. I don't know nothing about that. Because my best friend was white. Hello. When I was a little boy. But now, folks, shy off. But church, that's a danger. This is a corporate message. I want all of y'all, wherever places you live, wherever congregation you may be, let us all work together as one. We're not going to allow the devil to separate us. We're not going to allow the devil to stop our unity. It's his job to try to break it up. If he can break up with politics, he'll break it up. If he can break it up with racism, he'll break it up. But I declare in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to allow it to happen. I love this, what I see out here. I look around and see, amen, a mixed congregation here. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we all on one accord. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a gentleman, I don't know where he's at, I forgot his name, but he said, I love this atmosphere. I love this place. And you guess what? That's why I'm coming back, because I love this spirit in this place. Amen. It kind of bothered me when the tornado tore up the other tabernacle, and then you built this nice facility here. I said, well, Lord, I know the power was up there and the anointing was in that place over there. Amen. I've been in some powerful services. And I said, now, will that same anointing be in this place? Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So praise God tonight. Amen. Because Sister McDonald sang that song, I will not let anything hinder me. Amen. That's how I feel tonight. So I hope we have a mutual feeling. Amen. We're not going to let nothing separate us from the love of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for this church. And I thank God for the church. Amen. He don't have but one. Amen. If you're looking for something else, I like what Brother Tony said. Amen. And I appreciate your humility, brother. That was a blessing yesterday. But you said something that triggered my mind. And you said there's nowhere to go. Where I'm going? Amen. There ain't nowhere to go. Praise God. This is it. As Coca-Cola said, this is the real thing. Amen. Praise God. But we can't do like Nike, because Nike said, just do it. You better not just do it. Amen. If it ain't come from the Word of God, the Word of God is what we better just do. Praise you, the Lord. May the Lord help us here. Amen. I said focus. Focus on the Lord. Amen. Yes, we can't allow ourselves to get sidetracked. We can't allow ourselves, amen, pull to the left, but we got to pull to the Lord. We got to let the Lord be on our side. So let us not allow our minds, as in scripture brought out over there, gird up the loins of your mind, amen. So we want our minds to stay intact and in tune with Jesus. Sometimes our minds run to politics. Sometimes our mind run to the world. Sometimes our mind run to somebody's bedroom. Hello. Yes. That's why you have adultery. That's why you have fornication. And the Bible said, let it not once be named among you. And some folks that call themselves Christians get caught up in that. We know what we're talking about. Even some preachers. Hello in this place. May God help us here. Amen. We got to walk the chart line. Amen. How many know 99.5 ain't going to make it? 0.9. You got to make 100%. That's what the Lord is looking for. 100%. Somebody say, how can you live 100%? You can't do it on your own. What does that scripture say? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You get that greater in you, that's no more than Jesus Christ. He is your mind. He is your feet. He is your hands. He walks and he talks. He leads you. And he don't lead you in error. Hello in here. Now, if you are led in error, you are being led by yourself. Amen. Because sometimes you want to see it your way and do it your way. How many know your way doesn't work? Amen. Let me say this. Sometimes you go and you want to go to New York or California. And there's the way to go. You got the GPS. You got to watch that. Because sometimes the GPS leads you in error. I was following the GPS going on vacation this past summer. It led me to the river. Hello. I said, no, I know this is wrong. I don't know how to swim. And I'm, amen. But the Lord GPS works. When you let him guide you and lead you, amen, it works. To God be the glory. It'll lead you from earth to glory. Praise God. It don't make no detours. It don't make no shortcuts. I tell you, if it lift up with us, we'll always stay on the mountaintop. You know what I'm saying? But we need to learn to go in the valley sometimes. Amen. That's where the blessings are. There's peace in the valley. There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. There's holiness in the valley. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to go through some things sometime. We want everything to be easy. We want easy street. We want to just stay on that boulevard. But we got to go on some other type boulevard. We got to go on, amen, some problem drives. Praise God. A problem avenue. Get out that easy street and go into some problems sometimes. That's what makes us. Ain't the Lord good? We got to have some tests. We got to have some troubles. Amen. That's all right because God is with us. And if he's with us, he is able to carry us on. Praise you, the Lord. I just didn't just get started yesterday. Amen. And it won't, because of Pastor Lennon or Brother Jerry, it's because of Jesus. Jesus is my leader. He is my guide. He is my protector. Everything I need is in the Lord. I'm so glad I don't have to go outside of the church for nothing. Huh? If I need a doctor at the wee hours of the night, only thing I got to do is call on the Lord. And he going to come to my rescue. And guess what? And he's always on time. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. I'm excited. I am excited about the Lord. And I want you to be excited about Jesus and what he's doing for you. Amen. You know, the world, we have to make this way, like I said, attractive. Because folks are watching you. They looking at you. If your head hung down and you all complaining and this ain't right and that ain't right and amen, wind in your jaws and attitudes and people look, they said, I don't want no parts of that. Amen. But you got to demonstrate what Jesus can do. Amen. Lift your heads up, oh ye gates. Amen. Look up unto the hill, church of God. Look up unto the hills of whence thy coming. The Lord is good. And as I love to say, he's good all the time. Amen. All the time he's good. Somebody get out of order, it'll be me and you. It won't be the Lord. If somebody be bad, it ain't the Lord, because he's good all the time. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. So look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Follow his GPS. Follow his direction. How many know he's a mighty good leader? Huh? He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way. All the way from earth to heaven, he's a mighty good leader all the way. How do you know? He led Paul and Silas. He led Paul and Silas. He led Paul and Silas all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. He's a mighty good leader all the way. Amen. Mighty good leader all the way. Amen. He didn't only lead Paul and Silas, but he is leading you and I tonight. Amen. And I believe we all can witness to that, that he is a mighty good leader. Praise God. Not always he's going to lead us in, amen, just easy street, like I said. But we're gonna have some troubles in some situation. But long you got the Lord on your side, he will carry you through. Praise you, the Lord. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Praise God. Sometimes we have to change our minds. Sometimes we have to change our thoughts to go the Lord's way. And that's why the Bible teaches us. Amen. He teaches us that let this mind. Be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Man, that's a powerful scripture. Sister Jeannie, that's a powerful scripture. Let this mind be in you that were also in Christ Jesus. Do you know if everybody let the mind be in them that was in Christ Jesus, we wouldn't need the police department. We wouldn't need the U.S. Army. We wouldn't need the Air Force and the Navy. We wouldn't even need President Trump. Yeah. Amen. Only thing we need is Jesus. Everybody with a good mind. Everybody going to do right. Amen. And everybody got the mind of the Lord. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be a beautiful situation? But the Lord knew that everybody won't going to choose his way. Amen. There is choice. Amen. Adam and Eve, they had choice. Leave it alone. In the midst of the garden, that tree, leave it alone. If you eat of it or touch it, you're going to surely die. A lot of people play with choice. Eve began to just start conversating with the serpent. And the Lord gave you the commandment. And that's a lot of times how we get deceived, by listening to the devil when the Lord already told us in his word, amen, his requirements. So Eve began to conversate with the devil and got deceived. And then after he got deceived, what did he do? He deceived who? Adam. He said, Adam, oh man, I'm just paraphrasing this. Whew, this is good. Taste it. You know what Adam should have did? No. Like we need to do. No. The Lord said, don't you bother with it. Honey, sweetie pie, you got out of order. Because you got out of order, you're not going to allow me to get out of order. Amen. These newlyweds that I just met around here just got married recently. You got to watch them sweetie pies. If it ain't going by the word, you say, hold on, I ain't doing that. What did the word say? And not only younger, these are old folks as well. You got to watch it. Because sometimes it's easy to do and go in a way contrary of the word of God. Amen. How many know those 66 books is correct and accurate? From Genesis to Revelation. Amen. You can't be choosy. You know, sometimes you have some choices, children, that want all the good food, want the good cakes and ice cream and cookies, but don't want the green veggies. Amen. And the salads and things of that nature. Amen. See, but we got to get a balanced diet. All of it's good, but you got to make sure you get the meat. The meat of the word. Amen. Get wrapped up, get tied up, get tangled up in the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I tell you, then you will have the victory. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's all about Jesus. That's all I want. When I wake up in the morning, it's all about Jesus. When I walk through the day, it's all about Jesus. Amen. When I go to bed at night, it's all about Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight for the word of the Lord. We want to bring out a scripture here that can go right along with the topic tonight. Let's hear. Someone get me, I quote most of it, but someone go ahead and read Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 and 8, 5 through 8, read, please. And then someone give me Isaiah, the 26th chapter, and the 3rd verse. All right, who got Philippians 2nd chapter 5 through 8? Read, please.
5 through 8.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you.
All right, this mind be in you.
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
Who being in the form of God.
Made in the form of God.
Thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen. Amen.
But made himself of no reputation.
Yes.
And took upon him the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of man.
Yes.
And being found in fashion as a man.
Yes.
He humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Yes.
Even the death of the cross.
Amen. So it works, church. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 3rd verse says what?
Six and three.
Yes.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace.
Thou wilt keep
Him in perfect
him
peace.
Him in perfect peace.
Whose mind is stayed on thee.
Ain't the Lord good?
Because he trusteth in thee.
Amen. The Lord will keep us. How many know he will keep us? Yes, he will. He will keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on what? Thee. It didn't say whose mind will stay on politics. But it said whose mind will stay on thee. See, a lot of times that's why we lose our blessing, because our mind is somewhere else. But our mind need to be stayed on thee. And I appreciate my brother last night. He quote that scripture. Amen. Whose mind is stayed on thee, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace. And sometimes that's why we don't have a perfect peace, because our mind is here and there and all over. Amen. Praise God. Lord gave you a husband. He gave you a wife. You know, people today mind that left their wife and their husband. I know somebody that's wives and husband. Hello. Amen. That's why you see, I don't know the statistics, but so many cases where families and couples is filing divorce. Divorce rate is really high. Because the mind ain't where it need to be. Amen. If your mind is stayed on thee, then you'll be doing righteous. You'll make righteous decisions. Amen. Like I was telling a couple today, amen, you're going to have, I'm not going to put this so high where I'm going to just tell you when you get saved, you'll be trouble free. You ain't going to have no problem. You ain't going to have, yes, you will have problems. Yes, you will have troubles. That's why we got the problem solver, Jesus Christ. That's why we got the person that we can call on, the Lord, that can get us out of trouble. Amen. He can keep us. Praise God. So I thank the Lord. Now, I want to read over here, amen, of, and this is a very familiar scripture over here where Peter, praise God, when the Lord was on the water and he told Peter to come, praise God, amen. But Peter allowed a distraction, see, amen, to get him sidetracked, amen. So the devil, you know, he's still that same devil, but it's our job to send him back. You ain't going to distract me. You will not deceive me. So you might as well go about your business. Praise you the Lord. Let's turn over here, amen, to Matthew the 14th chapter. And the 25th verse. And it said, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Praise God. Have you ever been in trouble and you called on the Lord? You called out for fear? And the Lord's right there ready to calm the situation down. Peace be still. I got this. You know, a lot of times we try to handle our problem. Just realize God got it. He's going to fix it. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. All right, but what did Jesus say? Jesus said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thy, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. Jesus said to Peter, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Praise the Lord. But when he saw the wind boisterous. Let us all say distractions. He was afraid. And he began to seek. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Ain't the Lord good? I do believe sometime when hard situation come and problems arise, we get in this same predicament. Amen. And when you take your eyes off of Jesus, I don't care who you are, you're going to begin to sink. Amen. Jesus said, told off of Peter to come. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he began to walk on the water. Amen. But the moment he took his eyes off of Jesus because of distraction, because of the boisterous wind and the troubled sea, he started looking at the waves. Amen. And he got sidetracked. It'll happen every time. But I'm here to tell you tonight, keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Don't allow nothing, not nothing, to separate you or to hinder you. And I know if you think about your life, if you be honest, there are some distractions tonight in your life. And you need to recognize that. Let's get it cleared up. Amen. Anything that going to stop me if I'm getting kind of, you know, kind of selling here and there and not stable. What did the scripture say? A man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man. Thank you. Is unstable. So you can't serve the Lord tonight and then do something else on tomorrow. See, a double-minded man, one day you're thinking golly, and the next day you're thinking ungolly. Amen. Next day you're doing foolish stuff. We got to live a persistent life with Christ. Amen. 24/7. Amen. So may the Lord help us tonight to weigh in and let the Lord talk to you. It's a good time to pray. May God bless you. Amen.